Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers. This weekend we celebrate the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. And it began to raise a few questions for me. It began making me think about my own baptism and also about the other six sacraments as well. And the first thing I was thinking about, well, what is a sacrament? I think most of us can remember back to our old Baltimore Catechism days, and we know what the answer to the question is. A sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. But if you think about that for a moment and begin applying it to maybe other things, well, an ATM can also be a sacrament of a particular bank. An ATM is an outward sign instituted by a bank to hand out cash. So that definition doesn't work for me very well. In, say, the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Eucharist, we say that Jesus is really present. His body and blood is really Jesus, the Christ, present among us. And many theologians have spent pages and pages and pages trying to describe how Jesus is present in the Eucharist. But we also seem to forget that Jesus is just as really present in the other six sacraments as well. There's a real presence of Jesus, not only in the Eucharist, but in baptism, confirmation, in reconciliation, confession, marriage, and ordination. Jesus is really present in all those sacraments. In the Eucharist, we use bread and wine as the symbols of Christ's real presence among us. In baptism, a human person becomes a real presence of Christ in the world. We become, by reason of our baptism, members of the body of Christ. We, you and I, are the body of Christ for others. But none of this happens magically. Just because a priest says a few words, it doesn't happen automatically and it doesn't happen all at once. And so I think to consider becoming a sacrament, and think about it in terms of all the sacraments, they are moments of becoming the real presence of Christ. Think of sacraments as beginnings. I think that would be a much better way to think about them. In baptism, I begin to become the body of Christ. I begin to become the sacrament of baptism. And in Eucharist too, Jesus is, I believe, without a doubt, present in the Eucharist, but in receiving the Eucharist, we begin and we become the body of Christ for others, to walk out of that church and out into the world to be the real presence of Christ for others. And so too, in the sacrament of confession, reconciliation, it's a beginning, it's not an end, and it doesn't happen just once or immediately. I begin to become the sacrament of reconciliation. Not only reconciling myself to God, but reconciling myself to all those around me, to the situations I find myself in. In confession, I begin to confess, and I begin to reconcile myself with God, and begin to reconcile myself with others. It doesn't end when we leave that moment of reconciliation. It continues. And so too, in marriage and ordination, they're beginnings, not endings. They're beginning their life together as a married couple. They're beginning to be the presence of Christ in their sacrament, in their marriage to one another, that together they will be Christ for others. And so too with the priesthood. I think many priests think it's really the high point of their life to be ordained, but it's only a beginning. And so many priests have lost sight of that fact. It's only a beginning. At the beginning, I didn't know the first thing about being a priest. I could say the words and do the sacraments and all of that, but I didn't know what it meant to be a servant for others. That takes a lifetime. And so I suggest that you take a few moments, and maybe a lot of moments, to think about the sacraments that you are becoming. All the sacraments you have received, how are you becoming them better and better each day? How are you living them out? And how are those sacraments empowering you to bring the living Word of Christ, the living Christ that is within you, to unveil and display that living Christ for others? in service to others.